Today's shir is a Masechta Tainus on Daf Hey. We will begin at the Mishnah at the top of the Omid, seven lines from the top. Begins the Mishnah. Ad Masai Shoyelin Eshak Shomim. Until when do we ask for rain? The first Mishnah on Daf Beis Omid Aleph used a different word. Me'ei Masai Maskirin Gvurs Hashomim, Gishomim. Maskirin refers to Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hagashem, and the word that we're using here in the Mishnah of Shoyalin, Admasai Shoyalin Sekshamim, refers to the words V'sein Talumatu Levracha that we say in the Bracha of Boruch Aleinu. And our Mishnah here is discussing until when in the year do we say V'sein Talumatu as part of the Bracha of Boruch Aleinu. Admasai Shoyalin Sekshamim, Rav Yehuda says, Ad Sheyavar HaPesach, until the conclusion of Chag HaPesach. This, of course, means during Chol HaMoed Pesach, because on the last day of Yontif, Shvi Shel Pesach, the bracha of the same bracha is not said, the bracha of Baruch Aleinu is not said, and therefore one cannot say V'sein Talumotir Levracha. Rather, Chol HaMoed, when the bracha of Baruch Aleinu is said, that would be the last time that one would say, on the last day of Chol HaMoed, that would be the last time one would say the addition of the Saint Talmud Levracha. However, a mayor, Imra Chietze Nissen, until the entire month of Nissen has passed by. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Yoyel Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'yorid Lachem Geshem, Moru Malkush Berishon, that Hashem would send down rain, and we will see that this rain was a Ness, because there was both Mora and Malkush in the first month. And since it doesn't tell us until what day of the month, we say it means the entire month of Nisan. Usually Yora is at the beginning of the season, Malkush is the rain at the end of the season, and here both of these rains would take place during the end of the season, the first month of the year, which would be Chodesh Nisan. Now the Gemara begins with asking a question on this Pasuk, which we mentioned comes from Yoel Perik Beis, Pasuk of Gimel, and it refers, as Rashi tells us here, to a hunger that took place in the days of Yehoram ben Achav, which actually Elisha in Melachim Beis, Perik Ches, had spoken about this hunger, and the actual hunger took place in the days of Yoel. As Rashi in Yoel Perik Aleph, Pasuk Aleph tells us, that the hunger that Yoel prophesied to, said Nevuah about, was the same hunger that Elisha had spoken about in Melachim Beis Perek Ches, and that hunger consisted of 4 years of various types of locust devouring the crops, and then a final 3 years of no rain, to make a total of 7 years of rov of hunger. Our next blot of Gemara will have a series of questions that Rav Nachman asked to Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak responded with Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said to answer, which will answer your question. Let us begin with the first question, which is Nageya to our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, said Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, Yor Ben Nissen, as the Bach says, Yor Ben Nissen he, Yor Ben Macheshen hu. How could this pasuk, which the Mishnah just brought down from Yoel, say that v'yored lechem geshem, Mora u'malkish berishon, that both Mora and Malkish would take place during the month of Nisan? Malkish, I understand, that's the last rain of the season, so it comes in Nisan. But it usually, Mora starts in Tishrei. In Mar Cheshvan it starts, but it doesn't start in Nisan. That's what the Gemara is asking. Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, Yora ben Nissen hi, Yora ben Mar Cheshvan hu. Yora, actually, that type of rain begins at the beginning of the season, which is a Mar Cheshvan. This Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yora ben Mar Cheshvan hu, Malkish ben Nissen. So how could our Mishnah, how could the Pasuk and Yoel say that both of them happened during the month of Nissen? Amar lei, so Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman, Hachi om Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said, and this will answer your question. That Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel Niskaim Mikrazeh. Rashi and Yoel says that Pesuel was Shmuel. In the days of Yoel, the son of Pesuel, this pasuk was fulfilled. Dichsiv Bei, it says, there, yeser hagezem, ochala arba, these are different types of locusts, whatever the gezem left over, the arba ate. This represented the 4 years of the various types of locusts devouring the crops in Eretz Yisrael, and then followed by the 3 years of no rain, and Oysa Shana, that year, Yotza Ador had ended, V'lo Yordu Geshamim, and there was no rain. So Yordu Lehem Revi Yerushana, the first rain fell down from the heavens, Be'echa B'Nissan, the first day of Nissan. And Rashi tells us that the word Revi'a means the beginning of the rains, and Revi'a Rishon is Hascholos Gesham. And why is it called Revi'a? As the Gemara tells us further in Davav Amid Beis, because the rain penetrates the ground. It is the same language that is used concerning animal copulation. And just like a husband is Mazria, and so too, the rain is mazriya into the oretz, and it produces the earth, which has received the zera from its husband, which is the rain. The earth now produces and is molit peris. So the rain is considered the ball of the ground. And therefore, when it rains, it is the psukim use the word of, Chazal used the word of Revi'a. So continues the Gemara. Yod lehem Revi'a Rishana Be'echa B'Nissan. Amar lehem Navi Yisrael. The Navi said to Klal Yisrael, Tse'u V'zaru, go and put Zerah in the ground. Amru Lo'i. So Klal Yisrael said to the Navi, Mi she'yesh le'kav chitim oy kabin so'irin. Somebody who has a kav of chitim, of wheat, and he has 2 measures, 2 kabim of sorum of barley, yechlenu v'yichyesh, should he eat it and live, or yizrenu v'yomis, or should he seed it in the ground and die? Because once he plants this in the ground, he has nothing left, and he will die. So how are you telling us to put it into the ground? Amar lehem, the Navi told him, afapikain, even so, what you're saying is rational, but Hashem will help us. Tzu v'zaru, go and be mazriya, put the seeds in the ground. Nasalem Nes, a nest took place, and it's Galilahem, Masha Bekisolin, Umasha Bechuri, and the Molim. And it was revealed to them what the, as Rashi says, She'otzro Achborim, what the mice had stored away, little pieces of bread, and what were in the ant holes became revealed to them. And they had something to eat while they were seeding the ground. The Yatsu Vizar, Shani Vishlisha Ravi, and they seeded the 2nd of Nisan, the 3rd of Nisan, and the 4th of Nisan. You remember the rain came down the 1st of Nisan, the Ravia Rishaina, the Yardalam Ravia Shni, and then the 2nd rain came down Bechamisha Vinisan on the 5th day of Nisan. Hikrivu Oimer Beshisha Asr Vinisan, and the Korban Oimer is always brought on the 16th of Nisan. Nimtzas Tvu Agdel Beshish Chadashim, Tvu that normally would take 6 months from Mar Cheshvan till Nissan to grow, Gidei Lebechad Asr Yoyim, it grew in 11 days. Nimtza Oimer, it comes out that the Korban Oimer, HaKorv Mitvu Shashish Chadashim, which is usually brought from grain of 6 months, Korv Mitvu Shalachad Asr Yoyim, in the time of Yoyel, following the 7 years of hunger, a nest took place, and that Tvua grew in 11 days, from the 5th of Nisan until the 15th of Nisan, and it was ready to be used on the 16th of Nisan. So you have from the 5th to the 15th, 11 days. So when I was learning this Gemara, I was reminded of a pshat that I recently heard from Rabbi Shrol Belsky Shlita, the Pesach for the OU. He said a beautiful pshat in a Pesach in Eicha, and it's also relevant to the upcoming Gemara, which tells us how devastating the hunger was, that Klal Yisrael was forced eventually to eat their children, to eat their own limbs. And he mentioned that in Eicha, the Pasuk says, Kol amon nochem vakshim lechem, all of Klal Yisrael is sighing, they are searching for bread. This refers to the siege that was around Yerushalayim, which Nebuchadnezzar had made. And after 3 years of the siege, They were starving. They were sighing. Nenochem avakshim lachem. And the pasuk continues, Re'ei Hashem v'abita, see Hashem. Look what has become of Klal Yisrael. Ki ha'yisi zoleilo. I have become a glutton. From the word zoil v'soive. A person who becomes gluttonous. And Rav Belsi, he asked the obvious question. If they're starving, how could one call them zoleilo? Similar to this Rav, not the Rav that was at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, but the Rav that was in the time of Yoel, when we see that a nest happened, and what did they find in the nest? They found some particles, some morsels of small pieces of bread that the mice and the ants had stored away, and that was what they would now subsist on until miraculously the grain would grow in 11 days. But what did they do in those 11 days? They had to plant in the ground. The Navi had told them to plant their last pieces of seed, of bread. They planted that last seed, of that last kabim of Sa'irim and a kav of chitim was all in the ground. And how could we refer to such a situation as being Hayisi Zaleila? So Rav Belsky said a beautiful pshat, that what makes the difference, what marks the difference between an Adam who's Ma'ula and a low type of person? His relationship to food. The Adam Ma'ula, the Anshe Ma'ala, he is thinking about Torah, he is thinking about lofty thoughts. Yes, he has to eat something in order for his body to subsist. But his mind is in the chashev of things of the world, of Torah, of machshava. Whereas the lower person, his whole machshava is in food, in delicacies. Says Klal Yisrael to Rabbeinu Shalom, even the Anshe Mal of Yerushalayim. But they came to such a madrig of starvation that all they thought about all day, in our own time we could think of people who lived through the concentration camp. What were they thinking about? They were thinking about where's their next little particle of bread going to come from. Says Klal Yisrael Takadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Hashem Vahabita Ki Ayisi Zeleila, I who used to be from the Anshe Mal of Yerushalayim, but I was forced through starvation, instead of thinking about lofty thoughts about Torah, about the Ribbono Shel'olam, about Yerushalayim and Musar, instead I had to think all day about my next small portion of bread, my next ant's portion, mice's portion of bread. And in that sense, I was gluttonous because I thought about food all day. Rachmana Litzlan, what happened to them at the time of Yehoram ben Achav. Continues the Gemara. Val oisei ador, concerning that door, who saw those nisim following the 7 years of hunger, who oimer, hazoyrim bedima, those who planted with tears, as Rashi explains, because they didn't have what to eat. And they're saying, I'm throwing away my last particle of what can sustain me, on what I can subsist. He's crying while he's seeding it in the ground, but Barina Yitzayru, they would harvest it with great joy, because during the 11 days they were able to find things to eat, and in the ant holes and the mice holes, and after the 11 days they had plenty of food to eat. Continues the Pasuk in Tehillim, Holoch Yelech Uvacha, he was walking and crying, Noisei Meshech Hazara, he was carrying the container of seed. Asked the Gemara, my Holoch Yelech Uvacha, Noisei Meshech Hazara, as Rashi explains, the first wide Rashi at the bottom, Im Libnei Adam Kvar Nemer Hazara Bedima, Barina Yitzaru, El Al Ashor Kosev Oimer. The Pasuk is speaking about the oxen. The oxen were crying. They were starving as well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, you know who the second phrase is going on? Shor kishu choyresh, when he's plowing. Hoy lechu boyche, he's crying that he has nothing to eat. Ubechazi rasoi, as he comes back, oichel chazes menatalim, he's eating new greenery from the furrow. As the Rishash explains that the shor was not only plowing, but at the same time, they set up that he should be letting the seed in the ground as well. So he was doing the Harisha and the Zri at the same time. So on his way back, he was already eating, the nest had already begun, that the shor was able to eat something from that which had taken into the ground, which had been Nizra, seeded in the ground, and was already sprouting some greenery. The shor was already able to eat it. And according to our Gerson, the Gemara continues, Vizehu bo yave barina. And that's what the next phrase means, that the shor on his way back was already coming back with rina. So Tosfos points out here that he has a ha'ara Tosfos, that why does it say before that it grew in 11 days, l'chayre there was tfuwa, that it took longer to grow. Because if the shor was already eating some greenery on his way back, that means that those things that seeded quickly and took root in the ground quickly were already sprouting on the first day. The first day was yoyim beis gimel dalid. That was more than 11 days. So Tosfos says, Einachanami, the Gemara is referring not to what the shor was already eating on the first day, that which had taken root the first day, but that which took root the last of those days, and yet it was able to grow by the 15th of Nisan, so that is a total of 11 days, and that is what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara continues, my noise alu moisav. Or if you look in Rashi, the third wide line, Rashi had a different gear here. My boy yavai barina noise alu moisav. According to Rashi, the Gemara is only now explaining this entire last phrase. And Rashi explains, im mipnei hatfu sheishlam lechol arei kvar amar barina yitzayru. What is this again telling us? Boy yavai barina. It said already at the beginning of the pasuk that barina yitzayru. So what is this whole phrase, Barina Yikcharu, Noise, Boy Yavi Barina, Noise Alumaisav? So he's carrying his sheaves. Amarav Chizdas, or Chizdas said, Amrilo, and some say, B'masnisatana, we learned in Hebraisa, that Kana Zerez, the stock was high as Zerez, and there was a handspan, one handspan, she boilas, the ear of the grain was Zerisayim, was two handspans. And Rashi says that this was a nes gadol, the fourth line of the wide line of Rashi at the bottom. Zel nes gadol masha'en kin der kol tfuah shakana pi shloishev arba b'shiboilas. That usually the stalk is three or four times higher than the ear of corn or grain. And here it was just the opposite, that the Sheboilus was double the size of the Kana. So a greatness happened, and in Mela there was a further, not only that it grew quickly, but also that it grew double the size, the Sheboilus was two times double the size of the Kana. So we had many Nisim involved with this bumper crop that happened in the days of Yoel, after the 7 years of hunger. Number one, that the two rains, Yoru Malkish, came in Nisan, as opposed to normally where the Yorah comes in Marcheshvan, and grain that takes 6 months to grow normally grew in 11 days, and also that it grew double the size, the Sheboilus was double the Kana. Now the Gemara brings another question that Rav Nachman posed to Rav Yitzchak, and he got an answer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichsev, that which it says concerning this hunger, which we found in Melachim Beis, Perik Ches, which Elisha said Nevuah about, and which was fulfilled in the days of Yoel. And what was the Nevuah of Elisha? Kikor Hashem L'Rav. Hashem called to the hunger. V'gambo El Horet, and it also came to the land. Shevashanim, for 7 years, as we explained before. 4 years where the different types of locusts ate up the grain, and then 3 years where there was no rain. Bahanach Shevashanim, Mayachal the Gemara asked, what did they eat in those 7 years? Amalei. So he answered him, Hachi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Again, he's giving, Rabbi Yitzchak is giving Rabbi Nachman an answer from that which Rabbi Yitzchak had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Shana Rishon Achlo Mashu Bebatim. The first year of the hunger, they ate up what they had stored in their house. Not such a big problem, yes. Yet, Shania, the second year, Achlo Mashu Besodos, they ate up what was in the field. As Rashi explains, they left over that which was left over in the fields that had not been harvested, or that which grew from seeds that had fallen during the harvest, the Svichem. So they still had something to, that they could collect from the sadois. Shalishis, in the third year, they ate basar behema tahira, kosher animals. Revius, the fourth year, they went already to basar behema tmeya. They had to eat non-kosher animals. They had nothing else to eat. They ate up all the kosher animals. Chamish is the fifth year, basar shkatzim v'remashim. They ate the flesh of insects and crawling creatures. Shish is the sixth year, basar b'neyem u'b'neyseyem. Rashi says that not everybody did this, but miktsasim, that there were some who ate up they ate up some of their bottom of b'neyem u'b'neyseyem. Shvi is the seventh year, basar z'reiseyem. They ate up their arms. Their own arms, their own limbs. L'kayim ashenever to mekayim, what it says in the pasuk. Ish b'sar zroi yoychelu, that a person will eat up his own flesh. The Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman asked another question of Rav Yitzchak. My dichsev, that which says in the pasuk in Hosea. Bekir b'cha kadosh. If there is holiness in your midst, v'loy avi b'ir, I will not come to the city. So Tosfos here in the bottom, Tosfos Le'avi B'ir, tells us that the simple pshat of this pasuk is that the word Ba'ir can also mean not a city, but Sina. And what the pasuk is saying, if there is Bekir B'chol Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not approach you with Sina. V'loy Avoy Ba'ir, I will not approach you with Sina. And Tosfos brings a raya from a pasuk that this word can Ba'ir can mean with hatred. However, the simple pshat of the pasuk is, I will not come into the city. That's why Tosfos says at the beginning of that, Tosfos Le'avi B'ir, Pirish B'ir, Ratzalav B'ir, Mamish. Mamish the city. And therefore, our Gemara asks on this, it doesn't make sense. If you learn B'ir means a city. Mishum de B'kir B'chakadosh Le'avi B'ir. Because you're doing the right thing and you're acting with Kedush and Tahara, the Rabbi Shalom says, I will not come into Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak responded to Rabbi Nachman again with something that Rabbi Yechon had said. Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon said. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yavim Yerushalayim Shalmalo, Ad Sheyavim Yerushalayim Shalmata, as the Gemara soon will prove, not only is there Yerushalayim Shalmata, but Mechuvin Keneged, the Yerushalayim Shalmata is the Yerushalayim Shalmalo in heaven. The Rebbein Shalom says, I will not come into that city of Yerushalayim Shalmalo, unless there is first Bekir B'chakadosh, that there is Kedusha in Yerushalayim Shalmata, then only will I come into the Yerushalayim Shalmalo. The Gemara asks, Umi Yik Yerushalayim Lamala? Is there in fact a Yerushalayim Lamala? In, yes, the Gemara says, Dichsiv, Yerushalayim Abnuya, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, So Machti Bo'im Rili Beis Hashem Neilech, Oim Desoyu Raglaich Bishrolayim, B'sharayach Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Habnuya, Keir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. So the Gemara here, as Rashi explains, is learning that the Yerushalayim Abnuya, the built-up Yerushalayim, is like that city which is a twin city to Yerushalayim. What is the twin city? What is that city that's a chaver, yachtov, together with Yerushalayim Shalmata? Says Rashi, v'heichon imloy lamal. Rashi says, Mechlal de'ik Yerushalayim Achriti, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, says Rashi, from this puzzle we see there must be another Yerushalayim, and if it's not Lamala, where is it? So this proves that there is a Yerushalayim Shel Mala. In my Sefer, Oir HaOiris, on Amud, Ayin Gimel, I had the schus to bring a pshat from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that, in fact, there is, based on this Gemara, there is a Yerushalayim Shalmala. And in the Yerushalayim Shalmala, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are bonded together into one large neshama. And he learns the pasuk a little differently than Rashi over here learns. He learns Yerushalayim Abnuya Ke'ir Shechubru LaYachtav, that this is speaking about the essence of Yerushalayim Shalmata. Yerushalayim Shalmata, our city of Yerushalayim, is not only the most holy city in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, it's not only the most beautiful city in the world, but it is the essence of Yerushalayim, as David HaMelech says, is that it is a city of unity. It's a city of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And that's what David HaMelech says there in that capital of Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chof Beis, that the Shvatim all came up to Yerushalayim. Shesham alu Shvatim shiftei ka edus li Yisrael. Each Shevet came up to Yerushalayim when they were oil regal 3 times a year, and each Shevet came with his own flag, with his own mission. Yisachar was the masmid, and Zvulun was the businessman, and Yehuda was the melech. Each one came up with his own destiny, with his own milas, with his own degolim. Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the shvatim. Rather, it was the makom of achdus of Klal Yisrael. This defines Klal Yisrael. And shom olu shvatim shiftei ka edus l'Yisrael. They were fused into one entity, which is Yisrael. And that's why Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains the Yerushalayim Shamala, which has all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael and fused into one neshama, is mechuvin, exactly connected to Yerushalayim Shamata, which represents the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And that, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is the pshat, the difference between the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph and a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Both of these mamorim speak about a place where many people gathered in a small area. The Gemara in Yuma Chaf Aleph says, "Oimdim tzvufim u'mishtachim u'revachim." That in the Beis Hamikdash, they stood, Rashi says, tzaf, like someone who's floating on water, floating in the air. Their feet could not touch the ground. There were so many millions of oily regal that when they were standing normally, they were oimed and swoof, and their feet couldn't even touch the ground. They were like floating in air, one person's foot on top of the other. But mishtachavim, when they bowed down and they said vidui, and Hashem didn't want that one person should hear the vidui of the other, a nes happened. And it was miyut ha-machzik ha-samaruba. They had plenty of place to spread out. Each person had 4 amas on all sides that the other person shouldn't hear his vidui. Oimdim tzvuvu, mishtachvim, it was revachim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner that that was different than the nes that took place in the, which we find in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that me'olam no one le'omar adam lechaveroi tsar li hamakim sha'olin b'Yerushalayim. With the millions of oily regal coming into Yerushalayim, and there were none of the great hotels that we have today in Eretz Yisrael, the Renaissance, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Where did all the oily regal go? They went to relatives. They went to friends. They went to acquaintances. They went to strangers. Each apartment, each house in Yerushalayim had many, many people living there. And there could have been a tendency of one to say to the other, this is my chair, this is my pillow, this is my bed. No. La'omar adam lechavei reitzar li hamakam shalom b'Yerushalayim. It was crowded there. They were packed into each house in Yerushalayim like sardines. There could have been kinna and sinna with one person not giving the other person space. But here the Mila was, although it was crowded, and they didn't have a nes of mishtachvim revachim. Here the nes was a different one, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It was a nes of achdus, le'amar adam lechaveiroi, tzar li amakam shalom Yerushalayim. And just like ke'ir shechubra lo'yachdav, the shorish of chubra is chaver, is to be united in friendship, one with the other, that was the nes of le'amar adam lechaveiroi, tzar li amakam shalom Yerushalayim. And this reminds us of the Gemara concerning in the Dair of Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. It says that 6 Talmid Chachamim covered themselves. They were so poor that they covered themselves with one talus. Ask Reb Chaim Shmulevitch itself, how is a Chayach B'Metzias for 6 to be under one talus? Answers Reb Chaim Shmulevitch itself, that Einachanami, if each one of the Talmidim are pulling towards each other that talus, then it's not Chayach. But if each one is pushing towards the other and they're saying, you cover yourself with this talus, and the other one says, no, you cover yourself with this talus, then it's Chayach, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitch, that even 6 should be niskasa under one talus. That's if there's chavershaft, if it's ir shechubra lo yachtov, then it's le omer adam lechaveiroi. However, this achdus unfortunately became nisbatel. We know the Gemara in Yuma Davtes says, Davtes Amid Beis, why was the second Beis HaMikdash Nechrav? And the Rishonim say that the shayrish of this went back even to the first Beis HaMikdash because there was sinas chinam.
So the beautiful Achdus of Yerushalayim Shalmata was destroyed, it was shattered, and that's why there had to come a Churban. And perhaps this is the pshat, what we say by Shavar Brachas, we say, Asher Bora, Sosan, Vesimcha, Chasa, Vekala, Gila, Rina, etc., etc. And the question is, as for Shimon Schwab Zitzal, Lachar, what's the Chasa and Vekala doing there? We're mentioning so many different words that are associated with different kinds of joy. Sosan, Simcha, Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva, Ava, Achva. What's Chasan Kala doing there? Says Rav Schwab that Chasan Kala is a unique type of Simcha. And perhaps the unique Simcha of Chasan Kala and why it's mentioned amongst all those Lashonis of Simcha is that Chasan Kala are two people. Each one has their own source of Simcha, their own experience of Simcha, and yet they're fused together as if they're one Simcha. It's two people experiencing joy and Simcha together as a Chasam V'Kala. And Memela, that's Pshat in the Gemara, which we find in Masech the Brachas, Davov Amad Beis. Call him a Sameach, Chasam V'Kala, Ki Lubona Achas Mechurvois Yerushalayim. According to what we have explained from Chaim Volozhiner, it's very good that why was Yerushalayim Nechrav? Because the Achdus of Klal Yisrael was shattered because of Sinas Chinam. But if someone is Mesameach Chasam V'Kala, he's Oisik in that Achdus of Chasam V'Kala, that unique Simcha that two people are sharing together, one Simcha. So he is being involved in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Memela is considered as if he is building up one of the shattered, destroyed churvas of Yerushalayim that were destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because this Achdus was shattered by being Oisik in Simchas Chasam V'Kala. He's rebuilding one of the destroyed places of Yerushalayim. May we be zoicha to build all the destroyed places of Yerushalayim with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimheir V'Yameinu Amen. Continues the Gemara. We're on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. And we're up to another question Rav Nachman posed to Rav Yitzchak. It is five lines from the bottom. Va'amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Ma'i dichsiv. Uba'achas yivarav yichsulu musr havolam etzu. The pashup shot of this pasuk is yivarav is the word ish bar lo yeda, a fool. Uchsil, someone stupid, foolish. In other words, the pashup shot of the pasuk is that when you want to give musr to a bar and a chsil, it is of no value because it's like speaking to a piece of wood. But he was learning the word yivaru is from the word a fire. It could also be interpreted like that. So what is the pshat in the pasuk if you learn it that way? Amr lei, hachi amr Rabbi Yochanan, achasi. There is one Aveira, Shemavaris Rishon in Gehenim, that burns the Rishon in Gehenim. Mayi, what is it? Avoid Zara. And how do I know that? From Gzei Rishava. So if it would not be for the Gzei Rishava, Rashi tells us, I would learn the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, as we explained before, that Musr doesn't help people who do not want to accept it, who are foolish. But according to the Pshat, that it means a fire, then it must be referring to Avodah Zarah, because I have Gzeir Shavak, Siv Hacham Musr Havolim Eitzu. Here it uses the word Hevel, vanity. Uksiv Hasam, and there concerning Avodah Zarah, it says Hevel Hema, they are vain, Masa Tatuim. Everything to do with Avodah Zarah are delusions. It's not reality. It's not true. So since I have a Hevel Gzeir Shavak, I could say that that one Avera, which causes Rishon to get burnt in Gehenim, is Avodah Zarah. The Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman asked another question to Rav Yitzchak. My dichsiv, that which it says in the Navi Yirmiyah Kishtaim Rois Asami, there were two averas that Kal Yisrael did concerning Avodah Zarah. The question is, Tartanu, there are only two, Tartanu Rava Esun Rabo Shrikulhu, that really there are 24 which were, that the Navi, he ignored the 24, as Rashi explains, the last Rashi in the Amid, in the Yecheskel Perichov Beis, the Navi enumerates, Yecheskel enumerates 24 different Averes, that Klal Yisrael was over. Or Rashi explains that the number 24 is, that they were over the whole 24 Sifrei Tanakh. On the side, Rabbi Yishaya Pick in the Masoras HaShas brings down that the Girsa, and also we find this Girsa in the last Rashi, Divrei HaMaskel Esrim Rabo, on the side it says Esrim Ushnayim, and that's what the Orach says also, that here it should say Esrim Vitarti, 22, and perhaps, I was thinking that this is connected, the Chav Beis Oishi Shabbatayra. So he's asking him, or you could say that there's 24 minus 2. You only spoke about 2 Averis, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel said 24, so you left over 22, and maybe the 22 are connected to Chav Beis Oishi Shabbatayra, Amalei, Hachi, Am Rabbi Eichen. Again, he answers him with something that Rabbi Eichen said, Achas, it was Taka, 1 Avera. He's not speaking about all the 24 Averas that the Yecheskel referred to. He's referring to 1 Avera, Shehi, and now we turn to Daf Hamid Beis, Shehi Shkula Kishtayim, that this 1 Avera was compounded. They did 2 things wrong by doing 1 Avera. Mind you, what is it? Avoid Azar. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kishtayim, Roy Sosami, my nation, Klal Yisrael, did 2 things bad. They left over Hashem, they left over me, I am the source of living water. And they're going to carve out cisterns of water, and they're broken cisterns of water, referring to the Avodah Zarah, Uksiv Behu. And now the Gemara is going to explain what the double Avera of Avodah Zarah is, ki ivru iye ketuyim aru. Go, pass over to the islands of the Kisiyim and see. The Kedar shilchu v'zbaynenu miyoid, and understand very well when you'll send messengers to Kedar. Ha-hemer goy Elohim v'hem Eloi Elohim. Will someone trade in a god for something that is not a god? Va'ami and my nation, hemer kvoidoy, they traded in, they did a tmura of my honor, below yoil, in something that doesn't work, in something broken, a broken cistern. Tano, to explain this further, we learned in a brisa, kusim oivdum laish, they served fire, vikadriim oivdum lamayim, they served water, va'afal pishi oivdum shamayim achavnas eish, and even though the kusim knew that water puts out fire, so l'chayr, the god of the kadriim, was stronger than the god of the kusim, lahim releheim, they did not switch their god of fire for a god of water, va'ami, but my nation, Klal Yisrael, hemer kvaydu b'layoyel, they switched my honor for something that doesn't work. In other words, not only that they left me, but what did they take instead? Something that doesn't work, which even the goyim, the low goyim, with their low avodah zarah, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't even give up a god that seems to be inferior for a stronger god, and Klal Yisrael did the very opposite. They gave up Hashem for something inferior, for something that's lo yoyel. That's the one Avera that's equal to 2. That's what Yirmiyah was focusing on. He wasn't speaking about the other 22 Averas. V. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Another question Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak. Ma'idich Siv, what is that pshat in the pasuk which says concerning Shmuel? Vayihi asher zok in Shmuel when Shmuel became old. Frayed Rav Nachman, umi Siv Shmuel, was Shmuel in fact old? Kuli hai. He was bar nun bezu. He was only 52 years old. As Rashi points out that his mother, Chana, for 2 years, said that she's going to keep him. She said to Eli, Adi Gomel Hanar, until the boy is weaned, which takes 24 months, 2 years. And then she said, I'm going to give him into the base of Migdash V'yeshiv Shom Ad Oilum forever. So the Gemara learns that it doesn't mean forever mamish, but it means forever the service that a Levi normally puts into the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says in Bamidbor, Mi ben chamishim shana yashiv mitzvah avoida. After 50 years old, there is a compulsory retirement from being a Levi, and he is no longer helping in the Beis HaMikdash. So she meant to say he will stay in the Beis HaMikdash for 50 years. So together it's 52 years. Rashi says, if you want to see more about this, you could see in the Seder Olam, Timtze Kishnei Dapin Taisvis Alzeh. You'll find 2 Dafin which elaborate on proving that Shmuel was 52 years old when he died. The Amar Mar, continues the Gemara, Meis Benun Beis Shana, even though, as Rashi explains, when 50 years old of a person dies, then he is receiving kares, but if he dies at 52, he's not receiving kares, because Zeo Misas Shah Shmuel Haramasi, he's dying the same age as a great tzaddik, which is the Misa of Shmuel Haramasi. So the question that Rav Nachman was asking, well, how can the pasuk say that Shmuel was old when he died young at 52? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak responded to Rabbi Nachman, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Zikna Kavtzolav, Rashi explains, that his hair turned white, and he looked like an old person, Dichsiv. Hashem said concerning Shaul HaMelech, Nichamti Kimlachti HaShaul, since Shaul did an Aveira, I have Nicham, I regret that I made Shaul HaMelech. Amar Lefanov, so Shmuel said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Shikaltani Kimashran, you made me equal to my Shran. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Moishran Bechayanov, Ushmuel Bechayr Shemoi, and Shmuel therefore is equated to Moishran. So I deserve the same treatment as Moishran. Ma Moishran, loy bitlu masi de Bechayayim. Just like what they created, their Talmud, as Rashi says, Yeshua, which Aaron was also a Rebbe of Yeshua, because the Gemara says in Erevin that all learning was repeated four times. And when Moshe had finished his explaining the Shir, who took over Aaron, and who was one of the Talmidim Yeshua. So Yeshua is considered a Maise Yad, a creation of his Rebbe, not only Moshe, but Aaron as well. And Yeshua stayed alive after Moshe Aaron passed away. So he was alive when his Rebbeim were alive. He died after his Rebbeim. So just like he stayed alive during the lifetime of his Rebbeim, Afani, I Shmuel, who am equal to Moshe Aaron, lo yizbatl ma'asiyata b'chayah. So that which I created, which is Shaul, I made him a melech, should not become batl while I'm alive. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said, hey, Chavad, what should I do? L'moy Shaul, to kill Shaul like a Shavik Shmuel. Shmuel's not letting me do that, even though Shaul has to leave the scene. As we'll see, he has to give over to Malchus to David. Limoy Shmuel, should Shmuel die first, and therefore his Bakasha, that is Maase Yodayim, will not become Batel in his life, then will be Mekuyim. But if Shmuel dies first, Adizutter, since he's young, Meradani Abasrei, as Rashi explains, people will speak bad about him. They'll say, oh, you know why he died young? Because he must have done some Avera that he deserved to die young. Loyla Mishol v'loyla Mishmuel, should Shaul stay alive and Shmuel stay alive? But Kvar Higia Malchus David, David's Malchus is soon going to be here. It's coming the time that he should take over. Ve'ein Malchus Nagas B'charvata, Afila Kamali Nima. And one Malchus cannot encroach on the other Malchus, even a hairbreadth. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, you know what? Akvitz Olav Zikna, I'm going to make him look like an old man. I will make his hair of his beard and his hair all white. And Mimela, he'll look old. So if he'll be nifter, people will say an old person passed away. Hainu Dichsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vishol Yoshe Begiva. Shol is sitting in Giva, which is in the Chalik of Binyamin, and Shol was from Binyamin. Tachas Ha'eshel, under the tree, Barama, which was in Ramah. Frey the Gemara V'chimayin Givas, and Rashi has the gear to Givas Binyamin. Our Gemara says V'chimayin Giva. What is the Indian of the Giva, which was in Chalik Shol Binyamin? Eitzel Ramah, which was in Shevet Ephraim's Chalik. How can you put the two together? El Eloi Merlach, to teach you. Mi Gorim L'Shol She'esh B'Givah, Shtei Sharm U'Machza. You know why Shol was Zoich to be a king for 2.5 years? Tfilas Yishol Shmuel HaRamasi. That's a tfil of Shmuel who came from Ramah. His tfil of what I hope he says to Hashem that my Maisi Yadayim will remain alive as long as I'm alive. So that enabled Shol to remain a king for 2.5 years. And Rashi says that the Seder Olam brings down that this was part of the 11th year of Shmuel being a Navi. So Shaul, in the middle of the 11th year, he became a Melech. He was a Melech the whole 12th year of Shmuel, and the 13th year. And in the 13th year, after 13 years and 8 months, Shmuel was Nifter, and then after Shmuel was Nifter, then Shaul was Nifter. So these are the 2.5 years that, had it not been for Shmuel's Tefillah, he would not have lasted to be a Melech in Yisrael for those 2.5 years. Frey, the Gemara, it comes out that Shmuel was nifter, because Shaul had to be nifter to make room for David. And Mimela Hashem had to make it that Shmuel had to be nifter also, as the Gemara explained before, why Shaul could not die in the lifetime of Shmuel. Frey, the Gemara, Mimitchi Gavra, Mikami Gavra, can one person, Shmuel, be pushed away because another person, David, has to come on the scene? Zog the Gemara, and yes, it could happen. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dichsiv. What is the pshat in that which it says? Al kain chatzafti b'neviim, he rocked them in my pee. I hewed out amongst the neviim. I killed them with the words of my mouth. Says the Gemara, we deduce b'maseim loynemer. I didn't kill the neviim because of their actions. Elabim reifi, only because, as Rashi explains, I made a gzeira that since David had to become melech, memela Shaul had to die, and Shaul had to die after Shmuel died, so memela had to kill Shmuel. Alma mitri gavra mikami gavra. So we see from this that one person can talk and be pushed away from the world to make room for the other person. Shmuel had to die in order that David should become the melech. Rab Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, have yasu besudas, and now the Gemara says that Rab Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak were sitting eating a suda. Amalei Rab Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rab Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Lema Mar Mosa, please, Rabbi, say Advar Toira. Amalei, again, he answered as he did the whole dafir in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hachi Am Rabbi Yochanan, a masicha mesuda. We're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal. Why? Shemayakdim kana leveshet. As Rashi explained, since the food has to go down the veshet, the food pipe. And if a person talks, so the cover that's on top of the windpipe opens up. Rashi calls it the kaiva, like the hat that is on top of the windpipe opens up. Then there's a cheshash that some food will go down the windpipe and that person could choke on it. It'll be a sakana v'yavoi l'day sakana memela. I am not telling you any dvar Torah now that we're eating. Boser decide. But when the suda was completed, Amar Lei, then Rabbi Yitzchak told Rabbi Nachman, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He told him again a word from Rabbi Yochanan. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov, our father, did not die, which we had in last week's Parsha, Vayichi, in this year, Tavshin Samach Zayin. So he says he didn't die. Amalei v'chi b'chdi savtu savdaina v'chantu chantaya v'kavru kevraya. As Rashi says, in last week's parsha v'yichi, the pasuk says clearly, b'reishis nun v'yichantu asav v'yispidu loy, that they embalmed him and they made a hesped, they buried him. Amalei mikra nidairish. I am learning a pasuk, and I'm going to prove to you that he did not die. They embalmed him, says Rashi, Svurim ha'yushameis, they thought he died. Shenemar, va'ato altirav di Yaakov, don't be afraid, my Evan Yaakov, Hashem is speaking directly to Yaakov, num Hashem. Va'altechas Yisrael, and don't get broken Yisrael, ki hinani mashiacho, I will save you, referring to Yaakov Avinu. As Rashi says that you are going to be alive when I bring back Chal Yisrael from the Golas. I'm gonna save you, may rachik, from far away. Vezaracho, and your children may eret shivyam, from the land of their captivity. Makishul Zara, Yaakov Avinu is compared to his child. Mazar b'chayim. Just like as Rashi explains, when you save somebody from his captivity, who are you referring to? The people that are alive, because the people that are dead are not considered to be in captivity. So Mazar b'chayim, afu b'chayim. He's also alive, as Rashi says in Divrei HaMaskil, afu b'chayim, sheyivienu b'goyla. Hashem is going to bring Yaakov into the exile. Kidei ligoyl as bon of la'enov. That he, Yaakov, should witness in front of his eyes as his children are getting, his descendants are getting redeemed. K'mayshim mitzinu b'mitzrayim v'yar Yisrael, that Yisrael saw the gula of Mitzrayim, but Darshini Yisrael Saba, that the old Yisrael, that's Yisrael Yaakov Avinu, Rashi says, d'chante chante, nidmalem shemeis, aval chai hoya, really Rashi repeats what he said before, he was really alive, he was not dead. And Tosfos adds, from Gemara and Masech Tosaita, that since by Yaakov it doesn't say Vayomais, but rather it says Vayigva, so that also indicates that it was not a real Misa, that really he was B'chayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak now said something not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. By himself, he said, Koloimer Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri. Whoever says, mentions the name of Rachav Azoina two times, he will immediately become a Balkari, because Rachav was from the four most beautiful women in the world. And Memela, by saying her name twice, he will become a Balkar. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ano Amina, I have said it v'lo yichbasli, and it didn't do me any bad. I never had carry from it. Omar Lei, so Rav Yitzchak answered, Kiko Amina, when was I referring that Kaloi Merach Rachum Yad Nikri B'yoyda, he knows Rav Makira. So Rashi seems to learn that these two words are the same thing. Rashi says, Hainu Nami Makira. He knows her and he recognizes her. Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the Amud, says, Pirish B'yoyda Shebo'ala. He had a relationship with her. This is before she became a Balas Tshuva. Umakira Sharoisa. He saw her and he knows her. So Rashi, Tosfos seems to be Mechulik on Rashi and he learns it's two different things. He had relation. He saw her. He had relations with her. And then he says, Rachav Rachav, then Miyad Nikri. We are not Gairus, the next words, Ubamaskara Shema, because we've already said that Kaloim Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri. And now they were parting one from another. And Rashi says it was Rav Nachman who was parting from Rav Yitzchak. Yavi Miftri Madadi, and this is a world famous Gemara, which is said in many, many drushes. When Rav Nachman was parting from Yitzchak, Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Levorch and Mar, let the master bless me. Amar Lei, he said to him, Emshalach Moshal Ma, Dover Dover. Doima, I will tell you a Moshal of what this can be compared to. Lo Adam Shayalch Bamidbar, to a person that was going in the desert. Vahayorov, and he was hungry. Vahayef, and he was, tired, vitzaming, and he was thirsty. Umatsa Elon, and he found a tree, Shepiraisa Masukunin, that the fruit on the tree was good. It was delicious fruit. Vitzilo Noah, and had a nice shade. The Amasamayim Averas Tachtav. And there was a spring of water that was going under the tree. Achumi Pei Raisav. He ate from the fruit of the tree. Vishasami Maimav, and he drank from its waters. The Yashav Vitziloi, and he sat in the shade of the tree. Ukishabi Keshalelech, when he wanted to leave the tree and go away, Omar, he said, Elon, Elon, tree, tree, Bamo Avarcheko, what bracha should I give to you? Im Oymerloch Shiu Parasecha Masukin, if I should tell you that your fruit should be sweet and good, Hare Parasecha Masukin, they are. I can't give you that blessing. Sheet Silchano, that you have a nice shade, Hare Silchano, you have a nice shade. Shete Amasamayim Averstachtecho, that you should have a brook of water under your tree, Hare Amasamayim Averstachtecho. There is a brook, a little river going under your tree. So a passerby will have everything that he needs. He'll have fruit, he'll have water, he'll have a shade to rest. What can I, bracha can I give you? You know what bracha I can give you? Eli Yeratzin, may be the will of Hashem. Shekol netiyoy shenaitimcha, all the future shoots that are planted from you, and as we turn to the Vav Amrav, Yiyu kama Yischa, they should be like you. So Rashi says, B'toira ula oisher v'kovin. The Marsha says, as we'll soon see from the next Gemara, that there seems to be a mistake in Rashi. Instead of the word kovin, it should be bonim. Because the Gemara now is going to say, I'm going to compare you to Toira, Oisher, and bonim. Afata, you too said Rabbi Yitzchak to Rabbi Nachman, Bamavarchaka, what should I bench you with? In Betaira, Hare Taira, and the Bach here adds several other things. Let's see the Bach inside. Ois Aleph, In Betaira, Yeshloch Taira. Vim Legdula, greatness, Hare Yeshloch Gedula. Vim Lekovet, honor, Hare Yeshloch Kovet. Vim Boisher, and if Oisher, Hare Yeshloch Oisher, you have richness. In Bebottom, if it's children, Hare Yeshloch Bottom. We'll have to say, to answer the Marsha's Kashan Rashi, that the L'chayra Rashi had the gears of the Bach, and in the gears of the Bach, you not only have Bonim, you have Kovet also. So Rashi took that Mila of Kovet, and he applied it to Rav Nachman. So you could say either Bonim or Kovet, both are mentioned in the Agos HaBach. So you have Taira, you have Taira in Boisher, Reosher, in Bebonim, Rebonim, and everything that the Bach added as well, Gedula, Kovet. So I can't, to you, you have everything. Aliyahi Ratzin, may it be the will of Hashem, Sheyu Tzetzre, may Echa, Kamoischa, that all your offspring should be exactly like you. And so we find in the Sfas Emes, on last week's parsha Yichi VaYichi Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Mechemanasha, the Mefarshim grapple with why we bedafka mention and bless our children with Ephraim Menashe. Why don't we say Reuven and Shimon? Why don't we say other Avram Yitzchak? Why specifically Ephraim and Menashe? And the Sfasemis answers that from the beginning of the creation of Klal Yisrael until today, the Doiris have been going down, 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 one generation of the after the other. The only exception, the only one exception, says the Sfasemis, was Ephraim and Menashe. They were equal to the generation that preceded them. So every father says to his child that Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Echumenashe, you shouldn't become lower than me. You should stay on the same level as me. And perhaps, and that's what it says here in the Gemara, Yuratzin Sheyut Tzatzim Ech Kamaischa. He didn't give him a bracha that they should be greater than you, Rab Nachman. Rab Yitzchak said to Rab Nachman, they should be equal to you. They should be like Menashe and Ephraim. They shouldn't be less than the previous generation. However, I once had the schus to be in the vision to Rabbi Shlita's house, and Yibadol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, the Debrezina Rav Zitzal was there, and Rav Moshe Neuschloss, the Dain from Square, was there, and other Chashev Rabbanim, and the Debrezina Rav said the following on last week's Parsha, when the Pasuk says, V'ikari Behem Shmi V'Shem Avoysa Avram V'Yitzchak. So the Debrezina Rav asked, Gaiva, Yaakov puts himself before Avram v'Yitzchak. He should have said that in Menashe v'Ephraim v'Yikara b'hem Shem Avram v'Yitzchak, and then Shemi. Why does he put himself first? Answered the Debrezina Rav. No, Adarabba. It was anivus what Yaakov was saying. He said the Debrezina Rav because Amol you have a child. That what's his yichus? His father, his grandfather. Do you know who he is a son of? He's a son of that Gadol. That Gadol is his father. But Amol you have fakert. The godless of the father or the grandfather is, you know whose son he is. Do you know who he is a father of? He's a father of so-and-so. Said Yaakov that my bracha to myself, I should be zoicha that yikari bohem, that in Menashe Ephraim, Shemi, my name should be associated with them, my yichus should be them. People should say, you know who he's a zeda of? He's a zeda of Menashe Ephraim. He's a zeda of those gedolim and he who outsteigt him. They were even greater than him. And therefore his yichus, the katan, is totally in the gadol. And the gadol would turn out to be Menashe Ephraim. So Yaakov said, I could say it on myself. Do I have the chutzpah? Do I have the audacity that I should say it about my father and grandfather, about Avram v'Yitzchak, that they should have a yichus in who their grandchildren are, Menashe and Ephraim? I don't know if I could do that. On myself, I could say it. So if I cared, it was anivus here. V'yikari b'hem shemi. Shame Avoyse, Avram V'Yitzchak, maybe Avram V'Yitzchak also. But at least on myself, I'm saying that my yichus should be that I am the grandfather of Menashe and Ephraim, of those G'doyle Ador. So we see that Amol, we could even have the chutzpah to hope that as the greatest simcha that a parent can have, as Reb Lazer Silver Zitzal once said, B'chol miskana adam chutzpah b'noi v'talmidoi, that someone's son who's v'talmidoi, he's also his Talmud. So if you have both things, you have a son who's also a Talmud, and that Talmud, as happens from time to time, that the Talmud outsteigs the father, and the Talmud perhaps will, his son will outsteig even the grandfather, and then we'll have a kiyum, not only kimenashe Ephraim, equal, not only to the Gemara here, Yiratz and Sheyut Tzatzei Me'echa Kamoischa, but Amol you have where the next Dor, or two Doris further, Shtaig greater, become greater than the previous Doris, and then we'll have a kiyum of Yikare Bohem Shemi. Amen. Ken Yiratzim.